The man who made me free. It was a man who blessed me. You know he died for you and for me. I'm gonna thank you because you brought me along. I wanna thank you, Jesus, because you taught me. I wanna thank you because you kept me. I wanna thank you for the
said right there, Don Summers said, don't be a stumbling block, but be a stepping stone. Did you know the only true way that you can have peace with God is through His Son, Jesus Christ? The Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me give you some insight from the scriptures. what is God's purpose for us? To have peace and eternal life. God loves you and wants you to experience peace in this life. And he wants you to experience it abundantly. The Bible says that we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And everybody know that scripture, St. John 3:16. I have come that they might have life, Jesus said, and that they might have it more abundantly. St. John 10:10. We are reading from the New King James Version. This is a good book. Why don't people have this peace and abundant life that God planned for us? There's a reason for it. The problem is, when we are lost, we are separated from God. God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. He did not make us robots to automatically love him or obey him. God gave us a will and a freedom of choice. We choose to disobey God and go our own willful way. We make this choice today. We still make this choice today. This results in separation from God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Our choice today results in separation from God. Why? We didn't choose Christ. We still haven't chosen him. The Bible says men are sinful, but God is a holy God. Our attempt to reach God just not gonna work. You know, we try to reach him through work, good work. We try to reach him through religion, our philosophy, our morality. But the Bible still says, men are sinful, God is holy. People have tried in many ways to bridge this gap between themselves and God. The Bible says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end leads to death, Proverbs 14:12. Here in Isaiah 59:2, the Bible said, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sin have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you. Man is sinful, my friend. God is holy. God bridges the gap. He does it through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave. He paid the penalty for our sin and bridged the gap between God and man. The Bible says here in 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Here in 1 Peter 3:18, the Bible says, for Christ died for sin once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinning, Christ died for us. God have provided the only way
And I read in my Bible where the God says, Jesus is the only way. He is the only truth and the only life. But Christ paid the sin debt and gave his life. And through him, we can get to God. There's only one way to God, and it's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. But what is our response to this? We must receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. We must trust Christ as Lord and Savior and receive him by personal invitation. The Bible says here in Revelation 3:20, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Sup with him and he with me. This is Jesus talking. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the sons and daughters of God. John 1:12. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10:9. Where are we today in relationship to God? Well, people are sinners and they are separated from God, and many rebel from him. Without Jesus, there is no connection to God. God brings peace, he brings forgiveness, he brings abundant life and eternal life through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you receive Christ Jesus today? Here is how you can receive Christ. Admit your need. Tell the Lord, I am a sinner. Be willing to turn from your sin and repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin on the cross and that he rose up from the grave. Through prayer, invite Christ Jesus in your life and invite the Holy Spirit in to receive him as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit will come in and receive you into the body of believers, the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I pray, Brother Moore? Just say, dear God, I know I am a sinner. I ask you for your forgiveness. I believe you died for me and my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins today and invite you into my life and into my heart. I want to trust and fellowship with you and have you to be my Lord and Savior. I ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And my friend, if you said that little short prayer, not only that, if you believe what this report has given you concerning Christ Jesus, the Bible says you are saved. But what is God's assurance? His assurance about your eternal life is his word. If you pray this prayer, the Bible says everyone called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Did you sincerely ask Jesus to come into your life today? Where is he right now? What have he given you? And if you're truly saved, you ought to know that Christ is now within you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that you won't be boasting about it. Ephesians 2:8-9. The Bible says, he who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son have not life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. First John 5, verses 12 and 13. Receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called the regeneration, or new life, or new birth, or born again. My friend, today, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get into your body and study more about Jesus. Talk to God every day in prayer. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with others as Christians in your church. As Christ's representative in a needy world, you need to demonstrate the life of Christ in your life. Tell a friend about the salvation and the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
But be a stepping stone.
Here's the ever ready thing.
All the way. When I see my Savior's face, I want to hear Him say, well done. All the way. All the way. Gotta go with Jesus.
Every day of my life,
all the way,
I want to see my
Savior. Gotta go with Jesus. say, I want to hear him say, welcome.
Ever ready singers right here.
Shall appear.
ever portray you. No matter what you're going through, I've got good news for you. I'll be with you always.
Enjoyed our
take care of each other.